Well, from colleges to high school campuses now, where they have their own fans. Lately, another kind of competition has been stirring up excitement on these high school campuses, robotics competitions. Students build their own robots to compete against one another. Seattle's Roosevelt High School hosted a robotics competition earlier this month. This one, though, was a little different. KUOW's Amina Alsadi explains.
The Commons at Roosevelt High School was transformed into a battleground. Robots built by students in the special needs program at Roosevelt waited to enter the ring.
I just love it. I enjoy it. This is my miracle. My dreams come true.
That's Kendall Foster. She's a senior at Roosevelt. She has autism. Kendall never thought she'd be able to handle the complexities of building her own robot. The designing, to computer programming, to working with over 400 Lego pieces. Kendall built her robot in a program put together by students from King School, a private school. It was Kendall's younger sister, Delaney, who had the idea for the program. Delaney has been building robots since her sophomore year at King School. She wanted to find a robotics program her sister could join, but there wasn't one.
So that's where I got the idea to start a program for students with special needs to do robotics.
The program she envisioned would pair members of her robotics club with students in the special education program at Roosevelt, once a week for 6 weeks to build a robot. Delaney took the idea to her teacher, and then to the special education teacher at Roosevelt.
From there, we kind of started setting dates, figuring out how the program would run. We wanted to make a program model that could be really flexible and could be adapted to any student no matter their ability.
I wanted something like this to happen years ago.
That's Tom Ledke. He's the special education teacher at Roosevelt High School.
I had students who were on the autism spectrum, and they would go to the robotics group on the first day, and it's a very big group. And just being in that kind of environment and with the sensory issues that they have, they left immediately. So this is wonderful. Now they're in a place where it's quiet. The steps are broken down, so it doesn't seem like this overwhelming task.
The students from King's were in charge of breaking down the steps. Eva Liu worked with Kendall to build her robot, a task that wasn't always easy.
Sometimes she'll find it too hard that she wanted to, you know, stop doing this and or doing something else. And there's days that she don't feel really good. She will have bad seizures, and then so she can't see really well, so she can't put the parts together.
With patience and teamwork, Eva helped Kendall stay on track until they had assembled a robot.
Her actually herself make the really easy program and just make the robot goes forwards and is on the ground and is running, and then she was so excited. I still remember like her face is like looking around and calling her mom's like, "Mom, look, that's my robot, it's running."
On the night of the competition, Eva and Kendall made last minute adjustments to their robot. 6 weeks of work came down to this one moment. Kendall's robot came in second place, pushed out of the ring in the very last round. At the end of the night, students walked away with new friends and a trophy, printed off a 3D printer, of course. I'm Amina Alsadi, KUOW News.